Welcome to an all-new Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com. Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma give their opinions on the latest happenings surrounding Yankees baseball, as well as dive into the hottest topics in the sports world. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to the Off the Wall podcast here on YesNetwork.com. The regular players are here, Chris Sheeran, Joe Auriemma, and we have a very special guest with us this week, the author of Pinstripe Empire, The New York Yankees from Before the Babe to After the Boss, Marty Appel. Marty, thank you very much for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
Oh, guys, thanks for having me. This, Yes Network's kind of home base for this kind of subject.
Absolutely. You got that right. Yeah. Marty, you know, you go way back with the Yankees. You handled Mickey Mantle's fan mail at the outset of your Yankee career. You were also the first hire by George Steinbrenner to be public relations director. Let's start there before we get to the book. What was that like working for George Steinbrenner, working for the boss?
You know, in those early days, because he wasn't famous yet and didn't have like this reputation as, with capital letters, the boss, he was just a very demanding guy who was kind of making us all pick up our game to a higher level. But I don't think any of us really had an appreciation for what a historical figure he was going to become. We certainly greeted his arrival with great enthusiasm because that team under the CBS ownership was not only mediocre and ordinary, but kind of dull. And so he was, promising to shake things up, and obviously that happened.
Absolutely. Now, you were born in Brooklyn, correct?
Yes, that's right.
All right, you were born in Brooklyn. Did you grow up a Yankees fan, or were you a Dodgers fan?
I grew up a Yankees fan. I guess my whole life has been a mistake. my first memory was the 1955 World Series.
And that was a bad memory for a Yankee fan.
Brooklyn beat the Yankees. That was my introduction to baseball, and everybody was celebrating in the streets of Brooklyn. And at 7 years old, I said, oh, I feel terrible for these Yankee people. I mean, so I decided to take up the cause of the underdog and become a Yankee fan.
Some underdog they turned out to be after 1955. So you definitely picked the right side, Marty. How about when you first started working for the Yankees and you were answering that fan mail for Mickey Mantle? What kind of thrill was that to know that, you know, growing up you were a fan of this team and then all of a sudden you're thrust into this role and was Mickey Mantle your idol at the time?
He was.
What was that like?
The fact that Mickey Mantle knew my name, I mean, does it get any better than that?
Yeah.
It was amazing to just be there with him in person in the Yankee clubhouse. And, of course, I'd always find a few letters that I had to pull out to go over with him personally, mm-hmm. so I'd have some FaceTime with Mick.
Well, how could you not do that? I mean, I think anyone in your position would have done that.
But yeah, although I can quote almost every one of those letters verbatim today. They would say, "Dear Mickey, you're my favorite player. Please send me an autographed baseball." That was 99% of the letters said exactly that.
I think one of mine would have said the same thing. The history with the Yankees is such a rich history. So obviously, being the fan that you've been and being connected to the team, not only as the former public relations director, but you went on to WPIX as well, and they broadcasted the Yankee game. So you've been very close to this team for a very long time. But let me ask you, what was your inspiration to carrying on this basically history book for the Yankees?
It was the realization that nobody had done a history of the Yankees in 70 years. I mean, that's amazing to think about, but Frank Graham did one in 1943, and a lot has happened since 43 that needed to be filled in. So when I realized that, my agent, Rob Wilson, said to me, "You're the guy to write this. You've been following this team since 55. You've studied it. You came to know all the people who came before that." Because actually, I was so young when I started working for the Yankees. Mm-hmm. But I loved history, loved American history. And I knew that history was going on around me every day and that I had the opportunity to meet people who knew Babe Ruth, who covered the team in the 20s, and I asked questions, and I even had lunch one day with Roger Peckinpah, who managed the Yankees in 1914.
Wow.
And I taped our conversation. I still have the tapes. So I felt like I was a good guy to do this. And the fact that it hadn't been done in so long just seemed like an open invitation.
Give us a story, Marty, maybe that people don't know out there about Babe Ruth. I know there's so many, but was there one that really caught you, you know, raising an eyebrow, saying, hey, you know, I didn't even know this?
His basic goodness. I mean, he was an earthy guy who sort of just did what the moment called for. But you'd hear stories about, you know, visit to little Johnny Sylvester in the hospital and everything. He did that a lot. He went and visited people. There was a girl who was injured at an accident at Yankee Stadium once, and there I stumbled in an old newspaper about how Babe Ruth went to see her the next day in the hospital. He would do stuff like that. He would just follow his instincts, and if it felt right, he would do it. And the big lug, he usually got it right.
Hey, Marty, how are you? It's Joe Auriemma.
Hi, Joe.
Marty, I have to tell you, you really are a researcher and a historian as much as you are a PR director. And I got to tell you, this book really chronicles the Yankees like no other book I've seen. And, you know, just... tell me what it was like, what was the experience like digging back into that Yankees history and really kind of telling the story the way you did, just for the fans to really enjoy Yankees history from, like you said, before Ruth and after the boss.
Well, because I'm a fan first, who's been privileged to be close to the team and to have worked for the team, I kind of get what fans like, what they're interested in. And even if it's obscure little minutiae, like the fact that the Gem razor blade sign, the billboard, was the longest lasting billboard sign at the old stadium. From the day it opened until 1957, there was always Gem blades in the photographs. So I actually researched the first year that there was no Gem sign. And, you know, people talk about that. They sit in the stands and they talk about things about the stadium, things about the team. There's been about 1,500 Yankee players, but there have also been some who never got into a game but were on the roster, guys who might have been emergency catchers who came up for the weekend but didn't get into a game. So I have a paragraph about that. The most prominent and famous of them was Robin Roberts, who was a Hall of Fame pitcher, who was with the Yankees for 2 weeks but never pitched, a phantom Yankee. People like stuff like that, I think.
Now, Marty, you went while working for the team for 9 years, and you know the PR director, you know, starting in 1973. You know, I believe Whitey Ford said it best that you know they kind of were just going through the motions. They were, you know, ball players, not even realizing that they were living history. Meanwhile, you took note of that. Is that something that you know has kind of stood the test of time with you, where you've essentially taken those memories and made, you know, like I said, you did Munson before this, so you've kind of, you're telling from not only just your perspective, but from a perspective of you lived history and you know that.
I know that baseball as an industry, as a profession, you're out there in the box score every day. I mean, who else in life gets measured every single day of their professional career?
Absolutely.
The way athletes do. And so history goes on all the time, and it's going to forever be there in the record books. So it's not just the stats, but it's the personalities, it's the backstage stories that round out the whole experience of the New York Yankees. And that's what I kind of felt this book needed. So we don't spend a lot of time on individual games.
Right.
It's really a lot of time on the stuff that's just anecdotally amusing with a bearing on the team's history.
Right. And while researching, you know, like I said, you are a historian of the Yankees. While researching, is there something that, you know, I know Chris mentioned about Babe Ruth, but is there something that caught your eye about the history of the Yankees where you said, Wow, I cannot believe that. You know, this is a story that needs to be told, and I didn't even know that.
Well, their early ragtag beginnings in those Highlander years were worth visiting. And the ability to find old defunct newspapers at the New York Public Library and pick out little gems was interesting. For instance, I think we all know that the early uniforms had an N on one side and a Y on the other side of the jersey. And then one day to discover that Willie Keeler used to signal hit and run by rubbing his hand against the N for no or the Y for yes.
Huh.
I mean, how cool was that
to
stumble
awesome.
On something like that? So, yeah, something like that was terrific. Kind of a bizarre note, but during World War II, fans coming to Yankee Stadium would receive instructions on what to do in case of an air raid or, God forbid, an actual bombing mission over the Bronx. And among the instructions as to where to go to seek shelter, it pointed out that in the event of a bombing raid or an air raid, whoever was leading after 4.5 innings or 5 innings would be declared the winner. And I,
wow.
You know, like a rain game.
Yeah, exactly.
So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's just the crazier times we've lived in this country.
Yeah.
And again, you know, the history of this country and baseball really do play together. I mean, we went through the two world wars while baseball was going on simultaneously. A lot of the major stars went and fought for our country. You know, do you see the symmetry? Did you see the symmetry as you were writing the book between, you know, American history and the history of just the greatest franchise in sports history?
Yes, absolutely, and certainly New York City history as well, all the political connections and the construction of the subway, all of that was important. In terms of American history, the Yankees have always tended to be seen in patriotic terms as America's team, that top hat logo with the, you know, the Uncle Sam hat and the red, white, and blue coloring.
Right.
Even the word name Yankees was a very patriotic name when it was finally selected in 1913 as the permanent name of the team. I speculate that had they thought of themselves as an international brand, the way it's become now, they probably wouldn't have been the Yankees back then because it was still a name that was a little offensive to people in the South.
Right.
Yankees representing the North during the Civil War years, and a lot of Civil War veterans still living at that time. So, yeah, there's a lot of that mixed into the story, too.
Marty, you had so much to do with the teams of the 70s, the Billy Martin years. You know, people have heard so many things about the Bronx Zoo teams and the way, you know, Steinbrenner and Billy Martin kind of went back and forth with each other, even on a daily basis. What was it like working for those teams?
Well, you'd report for work every day, and you wouldn't know what the day would bring, but you knew you'd be on the back page of the Daily News the next morning. It was something exciting and new every day. Sometimes it really tested your professionalism to see if you were up to handling the scandal of the day or the controversy of the day. But they were exciting times, and Mr. Steinbrenner was determined to get everybody talking about the Yankees in what was still called a National League town, and I think there would be no dispute now that that's turned around.
You know, in the book, Marty, it's Chris again, very bittersweet to have the foreword written by Yogi Berra. You know, he says, I've written introductions to many books, but this will probably be the last, and that really hit me. You know, you just think of Yogi, you think of guys like Whitey, you think they're just going to be around forever, they're going to live forever. Now, their legend will, but unfortunately, you know, when he puts it like that, you know how fragile life is. And, you know, what does that mean to you, though, that you have Yogi in this book, you have the preface by Bernie Williams, you have so many people who have put their stamp of approval on it, like Bob Costas, Billy Crystal, Whitey Ford, to mention just a couple of them. So what does that mean to you, this book coming out, and the sense of pride you have in the fact that you've accomplished this and how it came out so great?
Well, I'm very pleased, of course, that the Yankee organization has seemed to find favor with it. I got a chill when I read that, which Yogi submitted, about it being his last. Yogi Berra is just, if there's a hero in the book, it's Yogi Berra. I'm just so beloved, so respected by everyone who had anything to do with him all these years, and just such a decent human being. So an honor for me to have Yogi Berra's name on the cover.
He is an absolute treasure in the Yankee organization, a jewel, if you will. Marty Appel, thank you so very much for joining us on this week's edition of the Off the Wall podcast. Once again, everyone, the book is entitled Pinstripe Empire, The New York Yankees from Before the Babe to After the Boss. And, you know, you're going to have to start the next edition, Marty, and you could start it with Mariano Rivera being injured this season.
Don't think I'm not keeping notes on continuing development.
I know you will be, and we'll be looking forward to the next edition. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Marty. We'll talk to you down the line. Hopefully we can talk to you later in the season as well. That's Marty Appel. Once again, I'll give it to you. The book is Pinstripe Empire, The New York Yankees from Before the Babe to After the Boss. We'll see you next week on another edition of the Off the Wall podcast here on YesNetwork.com.
The Off the Wall podcast comes to you each week on iTunes and YesNetwork.com. If you like what you're listening to, simply subscribe to the show on iTunes. And if you have an extra minute, leave a comment and rating.